There are more than 100 times more Airbnbs in Gaeltacht regions than there are homes to rent. That's according to a documentary by T.G. Cahir, which will air tonight, called Níl Aon Tinton, which found more than 1,000 Airbnbs in various Irish language regions across the country this summer, compared to fewer than 10 properties available to rent for regular tenants. We'll talk to the documentary maker shortly. Moira Evelyn Clogherty was refused permission to build a home on family land at Monish in the Connemara Lorg, as it would have, quote, an adverse effect on the rural landscape. She now has to move elsewhere to find a place to live. Here she explains how her heart was broken by the decision, as she'd hoped to raise her own family there one day. That's Moira Evelyn Clogherty. Let's speak to Kevin McGee, investigative journalist and presenter of Níl Aon Tinton on TG Cahir. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us more about what you found.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to look at was the impact of the housing crisis in Ireland's Gaeltacht regions. We hear a lot about the effect in towns and cities, and I wanted to look and see, well, are there extra implications or issues when it comes to the Gaeltacht regions? And you heard Moira Evelyn there explaining that the problem that I found, and a common theme emerged right through all the various different Gaeltacht communities where I visited, people can't afford to live in the local communities. And as a result of that, they're moving out of Gaeltacht regions, and that's undermining the social fabric or the sustainability of Irish language communities, and is eroding the amount of Irish in everyday use. And it's not just theoretical. You heard the example there. And what I did in the documentary is attempt to explore the reasons. Well, why is this happening? Why is it that it's such a problem in Gaeltacht areas? And there are two main reasons I came up with. People can't afford to buy, and there's a huge shortage of long-term rental accommodation. So the pattern is that a house goes up for sale on the open market in the Gaeltacht. Anybody from anywhere in the country can bid for that house. So there's such a high demand for holiday homes in Gaeltacht areas. Locals then find themselves priced out of the market. So second homeowners are buying a second house in the Gaeltacht areas. And the reason, and one of the main reasons for this, is that they're so lucrative as Airbnbs. That means that somebody can buy a second home, use it as an Airbnb, have a source of income, and also avail and use the house as a holiday home. So that was a very common theme as well. And in order to try and gauge the extent to which this is going on, then I looked at the amount of Airbnbs available for 1 week in August. And as you said in your intro, it was over 1,000 were available Airbnbs. But and against that figure, only 9 houses were available for long-term rent.
Kevin, you went to Wales as well as part of this documentary, where similar problems existed. What do they do?
Yeah, it was interesting. Gwynedd in North Wales is the highest number of Welsh speakers in Wales. Now, they introduced a council tax last year where if somebody owns a second house in the Gwynedd council area, they pay 150% more than a local resident would in the council tax. And already the councillors are saying this is moving more houses into the rental market. They also introduced a second scheme which begins just this month, and that is if anybody buys a house and wants to change it into a second home or an Airbnb or a short-term let, they have to get planning approval from the local council. They have to make an application, and the council say, well, they're not minded to approve many more. So it's not retrospective. It's an attempt to cap the increasing number of short-term lets, but the council there says that, yes, it is having an impact.
Kevin, good to talk to you. That programme, Níl Aon Tinton, going out on TG Cahir tonight at 9:30. It will also be available on their player.